With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Engineers in Maryland now focusing on a very difficult task of removing of what's left of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Maryland.
Heavy lift cranes, including one that can handle 1,000 tons, are being deployed at the site of the collapsed Baltimore Highway Bridge brought down by a container ship. A flotilla of cranes, tugs, barges, and salvage vessels will be used to break the bridge into chunks that can be lifted to reopen the port. The bodies of four workers have yet to be recovered. Governor Wes Moore says the loss of the Francis Scott Key Bridge has a wide impact.
What we're talking about today is not just about Maryland's economy. This is about the nation's economy.
A state transportation official says there's already a focus on building a new bridge. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, defense officials meeting with the Pentagon and the Israeli counterparts to ensure any military operation in the city of Rafah would be conducted in phases to protect civilians. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell.
When Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant visited Washington this week, it was said that he went with a long list of U.S. weapons which he sought to secure quickly. According to American officials quoted in media reports, the new arms package for Israel includes more than 1,800 MK-84 2,000-pound bombs and 500 MK-82 500-pound bombs.
A dramatic decision by Israel's Supreme Court on drafting ultra-Orthodox men into the armed forces could spell trouble for Prime Minister Netanyahu. Ruling calls for an end to state subsidies for ultra-Orthodox men who do not serve. Some say they should serve in the armed forces, while centrist leaders believe they should not. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers getting a big payday from a Washington institution.
The Air and Space Museum here in the nation's capital has agreed to deliver $50,000 in damages to a group of pro-life activists who were told they could not wear their March for Life t-shirts inside the building during a visit last year. A guard told the group that the museum is a, quote, neutral zone where free speech is suspended. The American Center for Law and Justice filed suit, and museum officials have backed down, issuing an apology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed a measure that will bar sex change operations for kids under 18. That makes 24 states which have adopted laws designed to protect youngsters from irreversible procedures designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Transgender activists, meanwhile, continue to fight those laws. This is SRN News. Milk from dairy cows in Texas and Kansas has tested positive for bird flu.
The virus has also been detected in New Mexico. Officials with the Texas Animal Health Commission confirm the flu virus is the type A H5N1 strain, known for decades to cause outbreaks in birds and occasionally infect people. The virus is affecting older dairy cows in three states, causing decreased lactation and low appetite. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says the milk supply remains safe. Experts say livestock appear to recover on their own within 7 to 10 days. John Scott reported.
Federal judge in Reno, Nevada, ruling the U.S. land managers failed to adopt a legal herd management plan before 31 Mustangs died in the roundup, that of more than 2,500 horses last summer alone. More details at SRNNews.com.